Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Missionary Church, located at 5 Highway Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas. Reverend Patricia Salmon and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. Last week, we announced that Reverend Peter Spencer, who had given more than 50 years of service, both to the Missionary Church Association of Jamaica and the wider Christian community, went to be with the Lord on Sunday, February 2. It was back in 1963 that Peter Spencer made history as his admission to CBC, now the Columbia International University, made it the first institution of higher education in South Carolina to voluntarily admit a black student of African descent. In 2013, he was specially invited to be the speaker at the university's observance of Black History Week and was presented with the Kingdom Impact Award. This award is given to alumni that are faithful examples of the university's five core values: authority of Scripture, the necessity of the Spirit-filled life, world evangelization, prayer and faith, and evangelical unity. Today, we bring you an edited version of the message delivered by Reverend Peter Spencer, delivered at this event back in 2013. The message in its entirety is available on the website of the Columbia International University.
I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Let me share with you a few thoughts from Psalm 133. The psalm is a brief tribute extolling the virtues of unity and brotherly love. Its authorship is attributed to King David. Time does not allow us to explore the cultural and spiritual meaning of the rich imagery of the psalm. Psalm 133 appeals to us to live in peace and harmony. We must acknowledge that in our world today, harmony is largely out and conflict is in. The words peace and harmony are words that are largely missing from the vocabulary and experience of so many in families, in communities, in cities, and in nations around the world. But you may ask, what is meant by the term harmonious living, or to live together in unity, as the King James Version expresses it? Harmonious living is more than peaceful coexistence. It is more than sharing a common space. It is more than being neighborly. Rather, it is each of us taking the initiative to look out for the welfare of others, to have their best interests at heart. It is giving disinterested service, expecting nothing in return. It is living out what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he wrote to the Philippian church, as recorded in Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 to 5. Harmonious living is best experienced when we follow the exhortation of the scriptures to be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. I believe that this ideal was realized by the early church and is described for us in the book of Acts, chapter 2, concerning the fellowship of the believers after Pentecost. We are told that they formed a community where there was a generosity of spirit, a sensitivity to each other's need, sincerity of motive, gladness of heart, and goodwill among all the people. Let us consider why we should pursue harmonious living. I give three reasons. Harmonious living provides a positive example to the world. In his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, Jesus, having prayed for his immediate disciples, also prayed for the church down through the ages, for you and for me. My prayer, he said, is not for them only. I pray for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, so that the world might believe that you sent me. It is obvious that weighing on the heart of our Lord was his desire that his church should be seen as a community of genuine love and unity. We carry out our mission before the eyes of a watching world. Our Lord is calling his people to engage in a type of evangelism that results in a demonstration of love and unity, which speaks so powerfully that the world cannot ignore its message. Harmonious living also gives productive energy to ministry. Divine energy is released through united prayer. You will recall the incident following the healing of the man at the beautiful gate of the temple, the healing by Peter and John. Peter and John were on the gag order by the Sanhedrin council. They were warned not to speak any longer in the name of Jesus. When this was reported to the believers, they did not take to the streets in protest. They raised their voices unitedly in prayer to God. The scripture tells us that after they had prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. So instead of the ministry being diminished by the restrictions imposed by the Sanhedrin, the witness was multiplied. Divine energy is released through united prayer, but it's also released through harmonious living. In Acts chapter 4, verse 32 following, we read, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions were their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them that there were no needy persons among them. We know that the powerful witness emerged from the context of a people living in harmony. Divine energy is also released where there is unity of purpose. There is a curious verse found in Genesis chapter 11, verse 6, relating to the story of the Tower of Babel. Although this incident is generally viewed as a negative occurrence, have you observed that God made a positive statement concerning the effect of unity? We read, the Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Great things can be accomplished when God's people are united in spirit and purpose. Nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them, especially when guided and inspired by the Spirit of God. Harmonious living brings great pleasure to God and results in a great outpouring from God. The third verse of Psalm 133 tells us, "For there the Lord bestowed his blessing, even life forevermore." God's blessing is guaranteed wherever harmonious living is pursued and realized. What is the nature of this blessing? I believe it is the blessing of the abundant life promised in John chapter 10, verse 10, which our Lord Jesus desires his people to experience. He said, "I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Let me close by saying that the theme of harmonious living is as relevant today as it has ever been. We are living in a world where interpersonal, civil, and international conflicts abound, and communities are fractured. Jesus warns his followers to show a quality of love unparalleled in the world. The community of believers, called the church, must be a refuge, a place of unparalleled affections and service that will at once set it apart from its environs. Let us commit ourselves not only to be different from the world, but to make a difference in the world. Let us all heed the exhortations of the Apostle Paul found in Romans chapter 12. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Live in harmony with one another. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Amen.
I pray for you. You pray for me.
I love you.
I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive.
I pray for you.
I pray for you. You pray for me. I love
you. Come on, y'all.
I need you to
hold somebody
survive.
Here
and
it is our prayer that you were blessed and challenged by this edited version of a message delivered by Reverend Peter Spencer at the Columbia International University's observance of Black History Week back in 2013. Be advised that the Thanksgiving service for Reverend Peter Spencer will be held on Tuesday, February 18 at the Kendall Cameron Conference Center, Shooters Hill, Manchester, commencing at 10 a.m. Please note that a musical prelude will take place between 9:30 and 10. The Eltham Missionary Church, Eltham St. Catherine, invites you to join them for their series of believers' meetings from Sunday, February 23 through to Tuesday, February 25, commencing at 7 p.m. on Sunday and 7:30 p.m. during the week. The speaker will be Reverend Mark Dawes. Thanks once again to the Calvary Missionary Church, located at 5 Highbury Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Patricia Salmon, and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
You are